Alicia, do you like to gamble?
I'll gamble. Wait, it depends on how much. I just had a wedding. I got 10 bucks.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
We've got a lot to talk about tonight. We have got our normal Bets and Quotes updates. We've got the Button Bar Champion. The champion has been crowned, and we will also name who won the $40 Canes gift card for having the best bracket. So we'll announce that. And we're going to recap the weekend that was the Kansas City trip for you guys, for you and Smitty that came down to Kansas City for the Viking game, along with about half of the state of Minnesota. So we're going to kind of talk about our top three things from the weekend, each one of us. And then we'll do quotes notes as well. So you got a few things you've, since we didn't have a normal show last week, you got a couple things to get caught up on in quotes notes. So we'll get rolling with that. But hey, Rubes, you know, if you probably I'm sure you guys watched the Viking game. I know some of you were down here, which was just awesome. So awesome to see so many Rubes down here in Kansas City, so much purple all weekend long. And it got us to thinking that there's another Minnesota connection with Kansas City, and that's the Twins. And the Twins play three times in Kansas City in 2020, and it would be kind of cool if some of the Rubes decided that they wanted to come down to Kansas City for some of those series. So as a lot of you probably know, so the 2020 schedule has already been released, and the Twins are going to be in Kansas City June 12th through the 14th. That's a Friday through Sunday. They'll also be in town August 6th through the 9th. That's a Thursday through Sunday.
Hey, that's over my birthday.
Hey, nice. And then late in the year, September 25th to the 27th as well, which probably isn't going to work out as good for people that are either teachers or people with kids. So probably those first two sets of dates are the better ones to look at. So just kind of put those dates in the back of your mind. And if you've ever had the desire to come down for a twin series, the Royal Stadium, if you haven't been there, is an awesome park. And it's attached, obviously, to the same complex that Arrowhead's in, so the tailgating lots are all there. It could be a lot of fun. So I'm thinking you guys ought to repeat a little bit of this. Obviously, I'm not as big of a baseball fan as I am a football fan, but I think it could be fun.
Oh, absolutely. What's the name of the place again?
Kauffman.
Kauffman, yeah. Kauffman looks beautiful. They got the fountains out there in City of Fountains, Kansas City. Yes. Out there in center field. Yeah, I'd love to go down there. And the Twins are actually relevant. Hopefully they actually spend some money on some starting pitching. But yeah, I think that'd be a great trip.
All right. Well, start thinking about it, Rubes. And we'll talk about it more as we get closer to the 2020 baseball season. For now, let's do a bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets. Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need him?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. Well, this week, we haven't had a lot of new bets. Sauce did win $50 from Hawk on Game 7 of the World Series. And Kenzemius won the most recent bet with Lieber in college football. But not a whole lot of bets other than that. So I wanted to touch on one of the bets that they've got a lot of long-term bets out right now. I think there's about 11 open bets that have been placed for quite a while and are hanging out there open. And I was going to update one of those because it's really close to getting resolved. and it's the Corey and Sauce bet for the Browns over-under wins for the 2019 season. Sauce had to go over 9 wins to win the bet. He needed to get the Browns to 10. The Browns are currently 2-6, and by my math, that means the Browns have to win the final 8 games in a row for Sauce to win this bet. If the Browns lose to the Bills on Sunday, it's over in early November for a team that had pretty high expectations. So Sauce could be looking at a $100 loss there. So it's kind of scary that bet is not coming to fruition. Another one that is looking kind of rough right now for Sauce too is the Bradley Cooper Lady Gaga are a couple by the end of 2019 bet. I had multiple people tweet at me today because apparently Gaga did some interview where she basically talked about how the whole thing with her and Bradley Cooper, the Oscars, was very choreographed, and apparently it was not all that authentic, and that was part of the big reasoning for Sauce to place that bet. So Hawk and Lieber might be looking at $100 each from Sauce, but you know, nothing's official yet. It's not a 0% chance. They could still, you know, get together before the end of the year, but Sauce is starting to run out of time because we're under 2 months here. So those couple updates on those bets. Those are getting close to being settled. Of course, you got all the Tommy Gopher bets, which I think I've tweeted out multiple times because it seems like once a week somebody's like, "What are all of Tommy's open Gopher bets?" So he's getting close on those. He's not going to win the game day one this year, but he's got 4 more years left on that. But the second or better in the Big Ten West for the Gophers is looking mighty, mighty good right about now. So we'll see how the Penn State game flushes out. And it's time for our locks of the week as we wrap up the bet segment of the show. I believe it's an odd week, and I think that means I go first. Our record is not great. We are 10-8 as a show. I am below 500. I am 4-5 now after the Patriots decided to get blown out by the Ravens. So I don't know. I looked at some trends this week because every week I'm like, what approach should I take to this? Should I go off a gut feel? Should I look at some hard numbers? You know, should I try and follow what the sharps are doing? I decided to look at the numbers this week because that seems to benefit me the best. The New Orleans Saints are 9-1 against the spread coming off of a bye week in the last 10 years. That's a pretty good trend. They're playing the Falcons at home. It's a big number. It's 13. But the Falcons are trash. Matt Ryan might not even play. I say lay the 13 points, take the Saints, and get me back to 500.
Ooh, that is juicy. That's a lot of points, but I like the Saints with a healthy Drew Brees as well. My lock of the week, I, by the way, am 6-3. I feel very good about 6-3 at locks of the week, and I hope my good vibes kind of rub off on yours as well. Just like last week, I'm going to take an over instead of taking a side.
All right.
And I am going to take the Arizona Cardinals and Tampa Bay Buccaneers over 51.0 points. Tampa Bay's over percentage this year is at 75%. The Cardinals is at 55% here in 2019. Both teams have bad defenses and high-powered offenses, and both turn over the ball more than normal. I really like Cardinals Bucks over 51 points this week.
All right. Well, there you have it, guys. Hopefully we can get on track. And Colorado's legalized sports gambling today is number 19. So if we have anybody that listens in Colorado, just wait a few months and you'll be good there once they get that up and rolling. So
isn't that where hockey banged that zero as well?
I think so. That was probably a pretty bad bet. Don't think he was on. There was, well, I was just gonna say there probably wasn't a hand pay on that one, but there very well could have been a hand pay on that one.
I don't know about pay, but there's probably some hand in there.
Absolutely. Let's move to some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
All right, friends, it is time for the quotes of the week. And since we had a shortened show last week, we have 2 weeks worth of quotes. So we are going to do 5 instead of the normal 3. And we will start at number 5 with Mr. Corey Cove.
I love Mr. Z.
He hates Netflix more than I hate religion.
Sadly, I think Mr. Z hates Netflix more than Corey hates religion. And I think we know Corey's views on religion.
I'm just convinced that Mr. Z is due for, you know, he's one of the personalities on the show. He is due for a parody account, and it needs to be like the I hate Netflix with like a basked man or something, or I don't know. Somebody more creative than me can take that and run with it. But yes, I actually look forward to a weekly Netflix rant from Mr. Z. It's awesome. And I love how he just drops things in there like they're losing $1 billion a year. And
right. He's just shorting the shit out of that stock right now.
I love it. I love Mr. Z. All right.
All right. Well, hey, Corey, why don't you take away with number 4 here?
And here with the number 1 quote of the week, it's Paul Meatsauce Lambert. And drugs do the talking.
Obviously, really appreciate the shout out and the plug for the podcast. That was really funny. I think Corey might have listened to this show once or twice, but he kind of like he did a good impression of me there. Corey's impression of me is probably better than my Mr. Z impression.
Yeah, it's kind of a cross between you and Casey Kasem. Number 1 on the Bets and Quotes podcast. All right, so that was number 4.
All right, well, why don't we round it out with another Corey Cove quote here at number 3.
Very Corey heavy today.
Very.
The Astros won Game 5 of the World Series, but everybody's talking about those two gals that flashed because, look, boobs are better than baseball.
A lot of these quotes, I love the shortened quotes, like the bold statement ones. Ryan Donaldson, if you are listening, that is a lock for a 2020 State Fair Power Trip t-shirt. Boobs are better than baseball.
It'd be awesome, too, if you did that t-shirt and then you had a picture of John Bonas and Aaron Gleeman as the boobs.
Yes. Yes. That would be great. And then, like, a plate of Chinese food in there.
There you go.
All right. All right. Well, at number 2, it is the quote goat himself, Chris Jackpot Hockey.
If the Twins ever make the World Series, I'm buying a front row seat, two of them, one for John Kreisel, one for Tom Pickard, and I want them to drape their testicles over the backstop.
That is such a great / awful visual.
I wonder if he's going to do that before or after he shuts down the NBA.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, both would be great for me, being my selfish self here. But we've all heard about how large John Kreisel's sack is. Obviously, being the war veteran himself, you got to have big nuts. But I guess we learned a little bit about Tom Pickard as well.
We did indeed.
All right. Well, the number 1 quote of the week, it was one of our favorite City's 97 DJs himself, Brian Golden Voice Oak.
I'm going to ask you a question, Corey, and I don't want you to take this personally either.
I won't.
Were you at 21 Pilots last night?
I was.
You're off the list.
Oak doesn't like 21 Pilots.
Oh, they're so good.
21 Pilots is a band for people to think Imagine Dragons rock too hard.
They are so much better than Imagine Dragons.
That's the sound.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, so that was like a spit take quote for me, man. I absolutely love 21 Pilots, but oh my God, that was just so great from Oak.
I'm going to replay the laughter on that. Listen for Parrish. Parrish is just dying laughing.
Too hard.
They are so much better than Imagine Dragons. Oh, my God. I listened to that multiple times. That was so great. Oak just got, like you said, the golden voice and the timing. He's really got the timing, and that was perfectly delivered. That's one of my favorite quotes of the year right there.
For sure. Yeah, that'll definitely make the tournament. Well, there are your quotes of the last 2 weeks.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, first up in Your Thoughts this week, we are going to reveal the Button Bar Champion. We've been conducting polls over the last 6 to 7 weeks. We narrowed the field of 64 down to a bracket of 16. You guys voted the bracket all the way down to the champion. And I am happy to announce that the 2019 Bets and Quotes Button Bar Bracket Champion is none other than Dirty Bitch.
Oh, here we go. Year of the Bitch.
And I will tell you, it's going to upset more than a few people, because there were quite a few people that said, if the Rosie Laugh doesn't win, this whole thing is a sham. And I saw quite a bit of that. And a lot of people made I saw a couple of different people make the point that the Rosie Laugh tends to be more favored by longer listeners, and Dirty Bitch is probably favored among newer or younger listeners. And I think there's probably some truth to that. But it looks like the younger / newer listeners have taken over. So the majority spoke. It was 54-46. So, I mean, obviously it was close, but it wasn't like, you know, a matter of a couple of votes. It was definitely a solid win for Dirty Bitch, and Dirty Bitch takes home the title. Which also means we have determined our bracket winner. So I took all the brackets and applied the scoring system, and it was actually really easy to do, because there was exactly one person that had Dirty Bitch winning the entire bracket, and of course that got them the 8 points for the champion, and of course most of their other brackets stayed somewhat intact enough to fend off the other competitors. So the one person that managed to select Dirty Bitch as their champion and the winner of the $40 Raising Cane's gift card is none other than Power Trip Button Bar himself.
Wow. This is rigged. This whole thing's rigged.
I know. What I'm going through, because I purposely did not look at any of the brackets. I put them in a folder when people would send them to me. And I was like, I'm just going to go through this and see who wins, you know, because I didn't even want to know, like, what people had picked for their champion or anything. So I didn't open them up until the final poll was settled. And sure enough, the one person to put Dirty Bitch as its champion is Power Trip Button Bar. So you're technically eligible, because only Dave and I were ineligible to submit brackets. So $40 in Raising Cane's heading your way. I hope they have Raising Cane's up in Duluth, because you know what? If they don't, I might just have to hold on to that card for you for safekeeping. So.
Yeah, whoops. Might have to go over to the border to Superior. I heard they got some chicken strip clubs over there.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, Power Trip Button Bar, for winning that. You are on a winning streak this year. This is the year of Power Trip Button Bar. And this is a fun tournament. I think we'll probably do this again next year. It'll be interesting to see how things change from year to year, and maybe what new buttons come along. So
yeah, I think we might even tweak it to you know, the best new button that comes into play or something like that.
Potentially. Maybe we'll have a newbie bracket or a newbie region to kind of guarantee one of the new button bars makes it quite a ways. So yeah, we'll definitely do something, because that was a lot of fun, and congratulations again, Dirty Bitch. All right, well, next up, let's get Smitty Hume in here and let's talk about the Kansas City trip. Well, we are joined tonight by Smitty Hume, because Smitty, you came down to Kansas City with Power Trip Quotes, and we hung out this weekend and had a grand old time, I do believe. And so we're going to highlight each of our top three items from the Kansas City trip. It wasn't really much of a trip for me, which was nice, but I have my three items as well. So, Smitty, you are our guest. Why don't you go first with item number three on your list of your favorite things from the KC trip?
All right. Sounds good. It was hard to nail it down to three items, because there was a lot of really cool stuff that we did. But for my number three, I chose the tour of Kansas City that you gave to Quotes and I. Kansas City, also known by many as the Rome of the West.
Hell yeah.
And so you drove us around, and we saw lots of different sites, like the Tower of Death and the Corner of Death and the Fountain of Death and all things like that.
That's right. I point out every place where somebody died.
That's right. We pulled up to an intersection, and Adam Thielen and his wife and possibly CJ Ham were just hanging out, checking out some of the same sites, and that was pretty cool. And then you also showed us some of the places where you worked downtown. You showed us a place where you could... at your lunchtime, go look at a sunbathing woman across the street. And then there was another place where there were like women working out across the street or something. It sounds like you and Rosie have the same highlights and places where you worked.
Rosie would have killed for the offices that I had downtown, that's for sure.
So that was just a really fun time, and I enjoyed that, and it was kind of an unexpected bonus to the trip.
Well, good deal. All right, well, Dave, what do you got for number three?
Well, I'm going to start with number three. It's a game that we learned to play mostly in part to you, Power Trip Bets in Vegas. We got to play a little Pie Gal.
Yes.
I know you can definitely play Pie Gal at a lot of Canterbury Park and a lot of the casinos here in Minnesota, but it's always a little special to do it with you guys, Button Bar. Loved playing Pie Gal. That was fun.
Yeah, I think
you met some friends too.
I think it was the only game that I didn't lose money on in the casino that night. So
me too, Rosie.
Love some Pie Gal. All right. Well, for my number three, I'm gonna go with the actual football game itself. The game was great. I mean, obviously the outcome sucked, or it probably would have been number one on my list, but it was a great game. You know, super exciting, back and forth, lead changes, lots of drama, last second field goal to win it. And quite honestly, one of the things, you know, a few people at work have ribbed me this week about, I bet you were pretty devastated your Vikings lost. And I said, actually, one of my favorite moments from the whole game is the fact that the Viking fans at Arrowhead were so loud, they were causing Matt Moore to run up to the line and use hand signals and got him to false start once. So that's a mark of honor, and kudos again to all the Viking fans that made it down. It was a hell of a game. Wish it had turned out just a little bit differently. Smitty, what do you got for number two?
All right. Well, at number two, I actually have our trip to Diamond Joe's. On the way down, we got to Iowa, and we went in and did some sports gambling, which we don't get to legally do in Minnesota. So that was fun.
Hell yeah.
We timed our trip so that we would meet up with the Jefferson Lines crew when they were at Diamond Joe's, and so we got to see the guys there. We stationed ourselves outside the High Roller Room, and we got to watch Chris Hockey play the slot machines, and it was like watching Michelangelo paint the Sistine Chapel just for a few minutes. And I tell you what, I haven't been there before, and I've done a little bit of sports gambling in Vegas, but they have these kiosks at Diamond Joe's that were just super easy and slick, and I think I'll be definitely making a trip back to there sometime.
And as I told you over the weekend, I am going to get one of those kiosks installed in my basement whenever it's legal, man. Those are the best things ever. Plus, did you like the little corn handles on the front doors at Diamond Joe? That was kind of cool.
That was a nice touch. Absolutely.
All right, Dave, what do you got at number two?
All right, well, I have at number two, and it kind of goes with Smitty's number two. It was not losing all the sports bets that I placed, so I actually had some money to collect on my way home as I was dead tired. And I was honestly happy for the stop. Me and Smitty, I mean, the three of us had a long day, all getting up at least at 5 o'clock. Bets, you were probably up at 2:30 getting ready with all the barbecue. But it was kind of nice to have some money coming back after our trip to Argosy that was more successful for other folks. But it was kind of nice to... I think I went 4-3 on my bets that didn't include meat sauce slash power trip bets parlays. So had some color coming back in.
Nice. That's always a good feeling when you're up on the weekend a little bit. So
I would have been collecting a lot more if the Vikings had won that game.
Yeah.
Not good. All right. Well, at number two for me, Something that happened at halftime of the actual football game. We were out in the concourse, and none other than Scott Erickson, former Minnesota Twin, World Series champion, man who threw a no-hitter for the Twins, was there, and we got to meet him, take pictures, and just chat with him for a while. Super nice dude. It was just one of those unexpected things where it's like, holy cow, that's Scott Erickson. He was wearing a Chiefs hat, so I'm not sure what the connection was, but I'm hoping it was because of Military Appreciation Day, because it was kind of a camouflage Chiefs hat, and I'm hoping he just bought it that day to kind of support the military. But I'm not sure where his allegiances lie exactly, but it was really cool meeting him and getting to see Scott at the game.
Who the hell's Scott Erickson?
Yeah, the a member of the last Minnesota championship team. So
okay, so I was technically alive.
Yeah. All right. Well, number one time. Smitty, you go first. What's your number one?
Well, this was a no-brainer for me. One of the big reasons we wanted to make it down there was for not just going to the game, but for tailgating before the game. And Chuck, you had a great setup for us. We had great barbecue. There was meat, and more meat, which was fantastic.
Yes.
Kansas City Joe's Barbecue, I hadn't heard of them before, but they're a big deal. We drove by there, and there's a line around the corner. And you just had a whole bunch of stuff for us to eat there. You staked out a great spot. We were literally in the shadow of the stadiums. And it was just really a lot of fun for the just regular Rubes to come by. And Kayla Creasel brought her dad over there with Tim Nelson. They were all really just super nice people. Your wife made special KFan cookies that were unbelievable. And a special guest brought us some bourbon shots, too. But I think I may be stepping on your toes if I mention who that was. But just a great time tailgating.
And what about a shout out to Larry Legend, who we set up next to? So I used to work with this guy, Larry, who has not missed a Chiefs home game in 25 years, and he throws a tailgate before every game and generally has about 75 to 100 people that show up for this tailgate. They had a Thanksgiving menu when we were out there, and he gave me a couple samples of their food, and it was amazing. And he helped us out a little bit when I had a couple things that I needed a little assistance with. And Larry was right there, just a super nice dude, and just proof that Chiefs fans, for the most part, are really cool people, and they're hell of a tailgaters. I don't think you're going to ever replicate that experience. So awesome choice for number one, Smitty.
Yep, and you're exactly right, man. You know, I hear horror stories coming from Philadelphia and Oakland and places where visiting fans are, you know, not just mocked, but tortured. And, nothing but the best. The Kansas City fans were wonderful. I felt welcome, and little bit of good-natured ribbing back and forth, but that was about it. So just a ton of fun.
Definitely. All right, Dave, tough one to follow. What do you got at number one?
Yeah, well, Smitty stepped all over my toes again. I just went with specifically the tailgating food.
Oh.
So on our tour of death of Kansas City, we went by the place, the Kansas City Joe's Barbecue or whatever it's called, Joe's Barbecue. So the place looks like it's a old, you know, mobile gas station that was closed and, you know, cobwebs and broken windows. And we saw nothing but a line down the block of Vikings fans and people picking up food for the tailgate. And it must have had a good review on Yelp because it was packed. But Bets, you blew us away. That was I'd never really had a true tailgating experience, and the atmosphere was amazing, but the food was just outstanding. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh yeah, we had we should tell them the menu too. We had turkey, and we brisket, and we had the creme de la creme, which was the huge hit because there was almost none of it left at all. Which I was kind of hoping if there were going to be leftovers, it was going to be that. The burnt ends, which were unbelievable. I had just a couple left, and I brought them back to work to the guy that loaned me his coolers, and he was just like, he opened up the container, and he just ate them right there. Wasn't even, it was like 9 in the morning. He just like pops them in his mouth at 9 in the morning. So, yeah, that's how good they are. And they're not always available, so I definitely definitely got lucky that that we timed that and got the burnt ends. Plus, we had the two types of barbecue sauces, which they have my favorite, their hot sauce, which they call Night of the Living Sauce, which is really good. And lots of brewskis, too. We had KFAN, the beer that you guys down, and, you know, some Boulevard.
By the way, that was my first KFAN the beer, by the way. That was really, really good.
It's good. It's, you know, it's never going to be my favorite beer of all time, but it's not bad. I mean, it's definitely...
Well, it's not a White Russian.
It's not a White Russian. This is true. So... so yeah, it was good. It was fun to try that, and yeah, definitely it was good. And then later on, we had some drinks, which leads into, or some shots, I should say, at the tailgate, which leads into my number one, as Smitty alluded to, not just at the tailgate, but all weekend long. My number one highlight of the trip, without a doubt, was meeting drunk John Kreisel in person for the first time. Let me tell you, folks, because those of you, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably following Drunk John Kreisel. You probably get the image that he's an international man of mystery. And let me just tell you, he is. He is absolutely an international man of mystery, to the point that there's a... He likes to maintain his anonymity almost to a fault, and I felt very fortunate that I became part of like the circle of trust with Drunk John Kreisel. But we had a great time. We hooked up with him multiple times over the weekend. It was fun to I first met up with him. We went to Kelly's, which is a bar in Westport in Kansas City, and so we're in there. And he wanted to take my picture to put on Twitter, and so you guys probably saw it on Twitter wearing my Wild shirt. And he got a bunch of shots and bought me a beer, and he of course had to do his artwork, his Drunk John Kreisel artwork. Don't call it a coaster, I found that out too. His artwork, and so he puts that down, takes my picture, and then some guy that's standing kind of next to us in the bar looks over and he goes, "Hey, are you Drunk John Kreisel?" And he was just like almost mortified, because it was like he doesn't want anybody to know who he is in real life. So that was funny. And yeah, I kind of spent all weekend being somewhat elusive, but we met up with him a couple of times, and he came to the tailgate and poured us a bunch of shots, and hell of a guy and absolutely the highlight of the weekend. And I'm sure those of you following him on Twitter saw all of his exploits and footages and tours that he did.
Yeah,
it was
really
a great
weird
introduction to Drunk John Kreisel when we walked up, and the first thing he said to me was, "Brothers don't shake hands, brothers got a hug."
Yeah, it was weird too for him to show me his face, because he was wearing a mask when we met him in the parking lot there. He made me show him my testicles before he would take the mask off. So I feel like now we have a deeper connection. But yeah.
Somewhat of an awkward moment.
Yeah, a little bit.
So yeah, so that was the highlights. And as we mentioned at the top of the show, I think we got to do this for a Royals Twins weekend next year. There's three of them in 2020. And I think we need to think ahead, get some rubes to commit to one of the weekends. And because we can tailgate the hell out of a Royals game, too. It's not the same atmosphere as a Chiefs game, but it's the same parking lot. And, you know, the food, we can get the same food. So we can.
That sounds great.
We can have a blast. So we'll try and get that one figured out. Well, hey, thanks a lot for joining us, Smitty. And again, it was a blast having you come down here, and can't wait to do it again.
Always a pleasure, man.
All right, well, last but not least, in your thoughts, it's time for some quotes notes. Take it away, Dave.
All right, the first one I got was from this morning or Wednesday's show. The soundbite of that kid telling his teacher, "No, bitch." That was just hilarious. Yet another reason why 2019 on the Power Trip Morning Show is the year of the bitch. And then 1A to that is I'm going to make a year of the bitch t-shirt for Vegas for sure.
There you go.
Next I have is I will preface this take with I am actively cheering for the Minnesota Golden Gophers this weekend. I fully support PJ Fleck, Fargo Flash, Tommy Olsen, and the University of Minnesota football program.
Oh, here we go. Piss off half our listeners.
But I would put a mortgage payment on Penn State minus 6.5 this Saturday. This is the absolute classic Minnesota sports letdown. Right when one of our teams gets closest to a championship or a big game, NFC title games, MLB postseason, NHL Western Conference Finals, and on and on and on. I really hope they win. But from the results of the last 50 years of Minnesota losing, I just think they're going to lose.
Yeah, I don't know. I tend to think they're going to lose. I really do think that 6.5 is a legit good number, though.
Yeah.
Because you look at what the Gophers have done, and they have definitely trended up in terms of hitting their number and covering it. So I really do think that's a good number. Now, could they lose by 13, 20, 27? Yeah, potentially, but they could also win outright. I think 6.5 is a really good number, and we'll see what happens, man, because I don't know. I've seen enough college football over the years to know that a team that believes in itself and has a lot of momentum is a dangerous team, even if the talent level isn't there. I've seen some super talented teams that went up against some juggernaut teams that just believed in themselves, and anything can happen.
Like the Twins this postseason against the Yankees.
Well, I mean, it's different at the professional level, though, honestly. I mean, that's why I said college.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because college, it's a different mentality. I mean, that's why, you know, PJ Fleck isn't necessarily my style, but, you know, I'm not 18 to 23 years old either. So, you know, I don't know. I think, and to your point about the Minnesota letdown, the Minnesota letdown is going to happen, but what it's probably going to be is something like they beat Penn State, they go down to Iowa, stomp Iowa, and then blow it at Northwestern, and there's your Minnesota letdown.
Oh, but if they lose to Northwestern, PJ Fleck should be fired. Northwestern's god awful this year.
They are. So I don't know. I think it'll be, I'm really, really hoping that it's an awesome game and it goes down to the wire, and or doesn't, or they blow out Penn State because Penn State shouldn't even have a team.
Right. And again, I am saying I'm watching every second. I've been watching all these games. I'm actively rooting for the Gophers. It's just, there's that little piece of me that says, just put your mortgage payment on Penn State. Anyways, we'll get off of that. I've got to hand it to you, Chuck. This tailgate, I know we just talked about it with Smitty, but it was just outstanding, and appreciate all the hard work and planning that went into it. We really got to meet some awesome people. I'd never met Kayla Creasel and obviously her dad before. I met Tim Nelson once in Vegas, I think, while we were doing some team slots. But yeah, to all the other people that we met, whether they were K-Fan Rubes or just Vikings fans, we really had a really fun tailgate, and 99.9% of the credit goes to you, Chuck. So I thank you.
Yeah, it was lots of fun. And like I said, I'm thrilled so many purple people came down here, and it was a blast. It was absolutely a blast. It sucks that it only happens every 8 years.
Right. All right, here we go. So after another horny dude story a couple of weeks ago, the guy suggested that they create some sort of a horniness meter, but they couldn't really settle on a name. Well, I have a suggestion. I think it should be measured. The scale should be measured in dongs. You know, 0 out of 10 dongs. Your thoughts?
Not what I was thinking.
Okay. Do you have any personal suggestions?
The only suggestion I have is they kept, you know, like kept citing all these examples of like, well, that's absolutely the limit of the horniness is this guy or whatever. And I'm like, no. Anybody that dies because of their horniness, that's the limit of the scale, because that person was literally too horny to go on. So I think that needs to be the end of the scale, and that's something they completely overlooked.
Well,
so,
I know that, but like, what should, or maybe I misunderstood what they were saying, but I'm trying to measurement, with the increment, you know.
Yeah, I don't have anything good for the increments, but they kept, you know, saying, well, you know, holding somebody up as an example of what would be the end of the scale, and it's like, no. Yeah. You have to die.
Right.
Die, like, because, like, of your horniness.
Like, too horny to go on is like an 8.
So, yeah, that was my only suggestion for it. I don't have a good name for it. I don't have good increments.
All right. Well, really enjoyed hearing the dulcet tones of Brian Oak from formerly of Cities 97.
What happened?
Oh, he radio passed, but he's being reborn. He is like the phoenix of radio. He's got a new podcast coming out. Great guy. Anyways, it kind of brought up a question to me, Chuck, that I'd like you to ask. We're going to do a power ranking of voices. I'm going to give you 4, and then I'll reply with mine. I'm going to give you Brian Oak, Alex Scooby, Kevin Harland, and Joe Buck.
Voice alone?
Yes.
Scooby, Oak, Harland, Buck.
Okay, I was pretty close. I went Oak, Harland, Scooby, Buck.
Scooby, third, you're fired.
Oh, well, you passed. Yeah. I love them all, except for Joe Buck. He's... I like
Harlan's just got the interesting... Like, I don't think his voice is, like, that classic, deep radio voice.
Yeah.
He's just got a really fun voice and a perfect voice for what he does, and he brings a ton of energy. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's the GOAT. I love Kevin Harland and everything, but in terms of like that like classic deep radio voice, I mean, it's Scooby and Oak 1 and 1A, and I'll give the nod to Alex.
It's almost like we have different opinions.
Yes, but your opinion is wrong.
That's fine. All right. I only have 2 left here. Have to apologize to Chris Hockey. As he always says when he's playing slots, don't come up to him and bother him. Well, when I was at Diamond Joe, I happened to be sitting outside of where he was at and saw him. And what did my dumbass do? I stopped and said hi. I wasn't really sure because we weren't on the bus trip, so I wasn't really sure if I was going to be able to see him or not. So I just wanted to say hi, but gotta say I'm a little ashamed of myself. My inner rudeness let out, and I broke his rule.
Don't mess with him in the casino.
Right. Grant, he did win like $65,000 to $7,000 right before that, so he was probably in a good mood.
I would think so.
Right. Last one here. Just had to give a shout out to my Vegas parents, Al and Lisa. We did a little FaceTiming. Me and you and Smitty did a little FaceTiming with them at like 8 o'clock in the morning while we were tailgating and having a hoot down in KC. Hope I didn't swear in front of their kids. And shout out to 2 of our favorite listeners and my second set of parents.
Yes, absolutely. And I wish I could have made it down. But hey, guys, Kansas City 2020, twins, kids are invited. So, yeah,
yes.
We gotta make that happen. So, all right. Well, that will do it for this week's show. Quotes, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thanks so much for listening, guys, and we will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.